Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing to teach on the subject of healing. God wants you well. You know, I've got a lot of material on this. You know, our announcer has been making this announcement, but I just want to emphasize some of these things that I have a lot of material. Let me just grab some of it. I've got a CD set entitled God Wants You Well. There's four teachings in each one of these, and I tell you, these are powerful, and they would be a real blessing to you. And then I also have this book entitled God Wants You Well, and I've got a study guide that goes along with it. And I tell you, we have seen, I don't even know, but probably thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people healed. Some tremendous testimonies, great things coming through this. I tell you, this could make a difference. I know that some of you think this is just too simple. You know, you got to go through months and months and months of surgery and medicine and all of these kind of things and stuff. And, you know, people will go to huge effort and through much suffering and a lot of expensive stuff, but they won't just take the gospel. But I tell you, the Word of God will be health unto all of your flesh, is what it says in Proverbs chapter 4. Psalms 107:20, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destructions. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Word of God is quick. That means alive and powerful. The Word of God will breathe life into you. You need to get these materials. So not only do we have all of those things, but we also have this little MP3 thing that you plug into your computer, and this has 43 hours worth of teaching on healing and other things that I consider to be essential for you to understand in order to receive healing. I've got the teaching on God Wants You Well. You've already got it. How to receive a miracle, how to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, how to receive God's best. Spirit, soul, and body, a better way to pray, creative power of the words, healing scriptures. There's just a lot of things, 43 hours worth. And so anyway, we'll be giving all of that information at the end of our program today. But I just want to encourage you that the Word of God, you can be healed. I don't care if the doctors have given you up. I don't care if this is something chronic that you were born with, if it's something you've lived with all of your life. It doesn't matter what your situation is. There is not any sickness, any disease beyond God's power. God wants you well. Not only does He have the power, but He wants to release that power in your life. And again, I've made reference to this earlier in the week, but people get offended when I say this. You know, most people, well, let me rephrase this. Most Christians do not get offended if you say God can heal. Because if He's God, He can do anything He wants to. And anybody who reads the Bible has to admit that, man, there is just lots of miracles in the Bible. And so people believe that God can heal. Where they get offended is when you say God wants to heal you. It is God's will for you to be well. Or, as I'm beginning to get into, it's a part of Christ's atonement. He has paid for your healing the same as He has paid for your forgiveness of sins. He does not want you to be sick any more than He wants you to go live in sin. Now, you start saying things like that, and you get people mad in a hurry. I'll get a lot of hate mail. I'll have a lot of rejection over this. And it just amazes me. It amazes me that people fight so hard against healing. Again, they will acknowledge it can happen. And if somebody was to get healed, well, they'll, you know, say maybe it's just a miracle, but it's a one-off thing. To say that it's something that could be repeated, something that other people could receive, then they start getting mad and they start fighting. And I tell you, people are vicious over this kind of thing. But it is God's will. And I was using yesterday on my program in Mark chapter 2, where Jesus specifically said in Mark chapter 2, verse 10, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." Then He turned to the sick of the palsy and He ministered to him and saw him heal. Jesus used healing to show that if He could do the physical miracles, He can also do the spiritual miracles. And I tell you, healing testifies to the glory of God. It's a good thing. Again, I believe that one of the reasons that people resist teaching on healing and things like this, again, saying that God can heal is okay, but to say that God wants to heal, that it's His will, and if you aren't healed, it's not because God didn't heal. It has to be because for some reason we aren't receiving or there's a demonic hindrance. You go to saying that, people immediately start being condemned. And it shouldn't be that way. I'm not condemning anybody. I'm not condemning any person who's sick any more than I am condemning a person who's not saved when I say Jesus loves you and wants you to be saved. I'm not condemning you. We've all been lost. And there's nothing wrong with being lost unless you fight to stay lost. If you somehow or another say that, no, God wants me to be in this position where I don't have relationship with Him and where I will die and go to hell. Now that would be wrong. But there are people that are lost for multiple reasons. One of them just because they haven't heard the truth. And so I preach the gospel and tell people about being saved. Not because I'm mad at them or trying to condemn them, but there's people that will automatically take it that way. They'll say, well, I'm a good person. And I say, it doesn't matter if you're a good person. You got to be born again. You need to receive Jesus as your Savior. It's not based on your goodness. It's based on whether or not you receive Jesus. There's people that get offended over that. There's people that think that I'm condemning them because I'm telling them that you can't be saved by your own goodness. You have to trust in a Savior. Well, likewise, when I tell people who are sick that you can be well, they immediately say, so are you saying there's something wrong with me? I'm not saying that you're a bad person. I'm not saying that it's because of your sin or something that God has put sickness on you. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that, yes, God has something better for you. And there are many people that just immediately will take that as rejection and condemnation. All I'm trying to do is condemn that state of being sick and say, this is not God's best. But people just respond negatively. You don't have to do that. As a matter of fact, what I'd like to do today, I want to play another video of healing for you. This is about a little boy named Jason Peterson. His dad, Damon, is our accountant that works here in our ministry. And many years ago, I think it's been 10 or more years ago, Damon and Renee, his wife, brought their son in to me to pray for him. And he had this skin that was just, he had this rash and it always itched and they would have to put cream on him anyway. It's a long story, but I prayed for him. I didn't see immediate results. And you know what? He could have just said, well, it must not be God's will. But praise God for Damon and Renee. They believed it was God's will. And when they didn't see the results that they wanted, instead of saying, well, God, you didn't do something, they said, it must be something that we are doing. And it wasn't malicious. It wasn't that they wanted their son to be this way, but there was something they didn't know or whatever. So anyway, this story will show you how they prayed, how they believed God, and because they didn't quit, because they didn't take not an instant manifestation as rejection and condemnation, but instead they kept believing God, they saw their son healed. And today Jason is totally normal. And you'll see this. It's a great testimony. So watch this, and at the end of the program, I'll come back on and conclude today's program.
A healing journey is a walk of faith we all must take in order to manifest the healing God has provided in Jesus Christ. Damon and Renee Peterson took that walk for more than a year after their son Jason developed a severe skin problem.
When he was 3 months old, he started getting the baby zits. Normal things that they get when they're passing the estrogen, and they just wouldn't go away. They just kept getting worse, and we're like, why is it getting worse? We don't understand.
And we didn't have insurance or anything, so you know what we were doing with the medical doctors was limited already.
Well, it didn't clear up, so that's when we took him to our family doctor, and he's like, oh, well, that's eczema, and that's a skin condition of extremely dry skin. And then what happens is they itch it because it itches, and then they get an infection.
You know, we tried various different prescriptions, different creams and ointments and things like that. We had everybody we ran into would always comment on that. They would ask him, what's wrong with him? Did he get burned in a fire? And we'd say, no, it's eczema. And
people constantly would come up to us in the stores or wherever we were and be like, well, what's wrong with his face? You could hear little kids walking by, what's wrong with that little boy's face, Mommy? And we had one person when we were up in Crested Butte come up to us and tell us that you need to get your child out of the sun because he's got a very bad sunburn. And we were just like, it's not a sunburn. He's been out here for 10 minutes.
And so it was just constant, you know, every time someone would come up with that, we would always have feel like that we'd have to explain ourselves because people, we didn't want people thinking we were bad people, bad parents, and we didn't want them thinking that our child was a monster. He wasn't. We could tell behind the eczema that he was a cute little kid.
I also think about the people that used to come up to me and tell me, well, have you tried this, and tried that, and tried this, and tried that, and you get so sick of hearing it. You're like, just, I don't want to talk about it. I'm tired of hearing, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that, because none of it works.
But we really wanted to see it, I mean, the supernatural healing, because the doctors kept saying that he was going to have this until puberty, and we did not want him to go through this until he was, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old.
We were doing this for months, every night, pray over him. Wrap him in the oil, wrap him in the plastic jammies. And he hated it. He would scream bloody murder every time we did this.
The itch so bad that he would just scratch on anything.
And that was another problem, was the itching. We had to constantly keep his fingernails clipped to where there was no fingernail, basically.
At one place, he would scratch on his face on the rug. He would just lay his face on the rug and just start scratching his face on the rug to where it would start bleeding. We'd have to get the OxyClean to get the blood out of the rug.
Oh, I was putting him down for a nap. And you know how kids cry when you put them down for a nap because they don't want to go for a nap. And so, you know, my practice is you let them cry, they go to sleep. Well, so I did that. And so I went to check on him after he had stopped crying, and he was asleep in a pool of blood because he had scratched his face so hard that he just started bleeding.
Well, we were trying to do whatever we could to learn how to manifest his healing. And we were using all kinds of materials from Andrew to learn that. And at the same time, we were just like, well, why should Jason suffer but while we're learning this? This is not fair for him.
Maybe we're not believing hard enough. Maybe we don't have enough faith. What is wrong with us that it's not working? Damon and I would talk about it at night when we'd go to bed. We'd be like, what's the deal? Why isn't this working? We know that in the spiritual realm, he's healed. Why can't we get it to manifest? And we listened to Andrew's tapes, You've Already Got It, God Wants You Well, countless others, A Believer's Authority.
And so we would just, we would do everything we could. And, you know, it's like we're trying to balance the whole thing of, you know, I don't want to get into the works thing. It's like, God, I've done this, this, and this. Why isn't it healed yet? Because that's putting the blame back on God, and that wasn't right. And at the same time, it was like, we still need to stand fast and stand strong. So, and it was really like the Sabbath rest teaching was what's helping us a lot. And Andrew was reiterated that when I told him, I was like, everything we were doing is like, what are we doing wrong? We got to be doing something wrong. And if there's anything you can help us. And he says, don't worry about what you're doing wrong. Don't think about what you're doing wrong. Just trust and rest in God. And so that's what we were doing, we were trying to do.
Now the whole time, since Jason was born, he'd had really cold hands and feet. They were always blue. And we had asked the doctors, is it normal for his hands to be blue? And they said, oh, well, some babies are just like that. And so, and it never went away. I mean, to that day, he'd still had cold hands. I mean, they were really blue and purplish in color.
And he would even, when he got old enough to where he could crawl and be mischievous, he would, you know, come and put his hands on Mommy's back or on her legs to make her jump and squeal because he didn't like his cold hands on him. That's how cold his hands were and his feet. And so it was just significant to the touch, you could tell. I was at home in the driveway sitting in my chair and watching the kids just ride their bikes around the driveway. And I was just praying in tongues because I was just completely at my wit's end. I didn't know what else to do. I was basically at the end of myself. So I just was praying in tongues for Jason. And then I just felt impressed to pray for his heart. So I immediately just spoke to his heart and commanded his heart to be the way God designed it to be when it was created. And I didn't think anything of it at that point, just let it go. I just spoke it, and then that was it.
When Damon, you know, had God tell him to pray over his heart, it's like that was the missing ingredient. We had no idea he had trouble with his heart. I mean, it makes sense now because his hands and his feet were constantly cold, but you know, none of the doctors ever picked up on it.
And then the next day, when I came home from work, I went in to sit down in the kitchen to eat dinner, and Jason was already in his high chair and he was barefoot. I reached to grab his feet to play with his feet, just kind of like, hey, Tiger, you know. And when I touched his feet, they were like really warm. And so I asked Renee, I was like, has he been wearing socks all day and just now took them off?
I said, no, he hasn't had socks on all day long.
I'm like, well, feel his feet. His feet are like super warm.
And I was like, well, that's unusual.
And so then I grabbed his hands, and his hands were super warm too. And she came over and did it too. It's like, wow, that's at first, Jason's feet and hands are warm. And then after that was the moment we saw the progressive, until it was completely healed. Within 1 week, it was completely gone.
He was like a brand new boy. We'd seen him for the first time since he was 3 months old, with a clear face, a clear complexion. The spots on his skin, they were disappearing. And we were just like, we have a new kid. It was amazing. And he was happy.
And I have no idea what the medical science is on this, but my impression was that his heart, something was wrong with his heart that was not processing the medicine that he was getting for the infection, or something was not causing, his circulation wasn't the way it should be.
Because that's basically what you saw was the infection of the skin, because it would get scratched, it would bleed, and it would get infected. And so that's basically what everybody was seeing, was the infection.
And I think that's what caused his hands and feet to be cold, because he wasn't getting proper circulation of some sort. And then when God told me to speak to his heart and God healed his heart, then his heart was able to get the proper circulation to his extremities.
So, you know, that was just the missing ingredient. We weren't praying over the right thing. We needed to pray over that one area.
We hope you've been encouraged by Jason's miracle and the Peterson family's healing journey.
Man, isn't that a powerful testimony? And see, this is the way that you should respond if you believe that it's God's will to be healed, and if you don't see instant manifestation. It's not because God hasn't come through. It's because of a multitude of things. As we go through this series, I'm going to be sharing with you dozens, maybe hundreds of things that could complicate and keep you from receiving an instant manifestation. But just like the Petersons, you should say, it's not because God doesn't will to heal my son. It's not God who's holding the healing back. It's something in me. And you just pray. And praise God for this gift of speaking in tongues. As you heard Damon talk about, he prayed in tongues. And as he prayed in tongues, the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that when you pray in tongues, it's your spirit that prays. That's verse 14. And then verse 13 says, if you pray in tongues, pray also that you interpret. And so he was praying in tongues. He was praying the hidden wisdom of God. And he asked God for wisdom. And as he was praying in tongues, God gave him the revelation about Jason's heart being the problem. And when they prayed over that, instantly. Instantly the change was made. It took a couple of days and all of this rash was just totally gone. And it wasn't God who was holding back the healing. There was just a specific way to pray. You know, again, I know that there's people who say, I don't believe it's like this. God, you don't have to pray and know specifically what to pray for. Well, you can get to where you're so focused on you doing everything right that you forget that it's God doing the healing. And so I admit that there's a ditch on both sides of this road. You can get extreme over here. But at the same time, you do need to be specific and you do need to pray properly. And I believe that this is just a great testimony how the Petersons believed it was God's will for their son to be healed. And they stood and prayed and stood until they finally broke through and found the thing that was the hindrance, and they saw Jason healed. I'm telling you today that if you've prayed for healing and if you haven't seen it manifest, it's not God who didn't heal you. It's either Satan who's hindering it. There's maybe lack of understanding, knowledge on your part. It could be total rejection and stuff. But with many of you, it's just that, I don't know, there's multiple things. I can't tell you everything. I haven't learned everything. But I am telling you this. I believe this with zero reservation, that it's never God's will to not heal a person. It's always God's will to heal. It's a part of the atonement. on our program tomorrow, I'm going to start getting into many, many scriptures that will make this point so strongly, you're going to have to just sit there and bury your head in the sand to keep from believing this. It is God's will for you to be well. And you've got to have that as the foundation truth. And then if you don't see the healing manifest, it's not God who's not giving, it's either you who's not receiving, or it's Satan who is hindering, or there's just multiple things. One of the last teachings in this series that I'm going to give is reasons why people are not healed. And I know probably 100 reasons why people aren't healed. I'm only going to be able to deal with some of the major ones, but it's a complicated issue. There's many things. Sometimes people have been sick so long that their body's not only sick, their mind is sick. They think sick. They expect sick. They can't see themselves any other way than sick. And the Scripture says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. There are some people that the sickness has gone way beyond your body and it's gotten into your mind and you think sick and you aren't going to be healed until you get your thinking healed. There's other people that, you know, there's reasons, and I'll be dealing with this in more detail. But the point I'm trying to get across now is that God wants you well. It is God's will for you to be well, with no exceptions. God is not the source of your sickness. God wants you well, but in order for you to receive that healing, you've got to first of all embrace this truth and begin to resist that sickness instead of embracing it and thinking that God has allowed it, that God put it on you to teach you something. I tell you, that kind of thinking will get you sick. It'll keep you sick. It'll cause you to die. You need to believe it's God's will for you to be well. Again today, I'm out of time, but I do have a lot of materials. We're also offering all of these healing journeys, DVDs. This is the one that Jason Peterson, his testimony is on here. It's our Healing Journeys Volume 1. There are four other testimonies on here, and this would be a real blessing. So listen to our announcer, and please call or write today.
The story you saw in today's program is in the God Wants You Well package. This package includes the entire God Wants You Well teaching series on CD, the God Wants You Well book, the companion study guide, the God Wants You Well booklet, and Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. Together, the four Healing Journeys DVDs contain a total of 19 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. This package has a catalog value of $182, but today you can get these valuable resources for a gift of just $100 or more. In addition, all the individual products mentioned on today's program can be ordered through our website by going to awmi.net and clicking on today's TV offer. Also, if you'd like to receive more of Andrew's audio teachings on healing, you can find them on the Healing MP3 drive. This easy-to-use card connects to your computer with an attached USB cable and includes over 43 hours of related teachings on healing. Now, purchased separately on CD, these teachings have a value of $268, but you can get them all on this Healing MP3 drive for a gift of $85 or more. The first audio teaching in today's series is titled, Healing is in Christ's Atonement. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download many free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember, you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In the month of March, he'll be in Yorba Linda, Riverside, Pasadena, and Santa Clara, California. and in Woodland Park, Colorado for Caris Bible College Campus Days and for the grand opening celebration for the new Caris Bible College campus. In April, he'll be in Mobile and Birmingham, Alabama, in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park for a Good Friday celebration and an Easter sunrise service, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, in Detroit, Michigan, and in Chicago, Illinois. In May, he'll be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, in Telford, England, and in Wiesbaden, Germany. And in June, he'll be in Nice, France, and again in Woodland Park, Colorado, for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net.
The ministry of Andrew Womack and Caris Bible College provide a place where husbands and wives discover new dimensions in their relationship with God.
My life changed. My relationship with God changed dramatically.
I saw that there was more to Christianity than what I was experiencing.
You just sit and soak under that teaching, and it just begins to do that effortless change that Andrew always talks about.
Experience of victory, it's just like the way I want to live my life.
When I graduated, God was no longer locked in Scripture.
The biggest change I see is a freedom to love God and to know I'm loved.
At Caris Bible College, the Word comes alive. Relationship with God is given the highest place, and lives are transformed forever. Andrew Womack Ministries and Caris Bible College, changing lives and changing the world.
I took Caris correspondence classes from about mid-January till about mid to late August or so. CBC correspondence fit my schedule perfectly because I wasn't limited to an 8 to 12 schedule every day. Any free time I had was good time for me. If I had not done CBC correspondence, I would have had to wait an entire year before I could even start CBC. So because of CBC correspondence, I was able to graduate alongside with my sister and my father.
It's the new and improved Caris Bible College Correspondence Program, now available on USB flash drives. Visit carisbiblecollege.org today to begin your journey.
Want to view Gospel Truth and other videos from Andrew Womack Ministries on your television anytime you want? Well, now you can on Andrew's new Roku channel. Get instant access to hundreds of video teachings and testimonies at any time you desire. And all you need is a Roku player, your television set, and an internet connection. If you'd like more information, simply log on to awmi.net, look to the left, and click on Roku Channel.